Honey, I've got a surprise for you. Here, just open the envelope and check out what's inside. It's a code, a discount code to be exact. What is it for? It's for my OnlyFans. Well, I can't just give you access for free now, can I? This is my livelihood we're talking about. This is a code for 50% off. What a steal, right? I even brought your laptop, so redeem your gift, honey. Just punch in the discount code and you're all set. There we go. Welcome to the club, baby. You're officially one of your wife's followers on OnlyFans. How does it feel? Knowing that despite being my husband, you still have to pay just like everyone else. To think that my dear hubby has to pay to watch me fuck. Just another beta boy subscribed to my OnlyFans. But come on, you got a 50% discount. Surely that'll make it an easier pill to swallow, right, honey? Oh, and by the way, that discount is only for the first month. After that, you'll have to open up your wallet for me just like any other beta boy. Are you starting to come around to the idea of being just another username in my army of pussy-free gooners? Just another one of my pay pigs. A loyal member of my goon squad. Another spellbound beta boy. Weird. The laptop seems to be a bit wobbly all of a sudden. Guess a stiff little bulge doesn't make that good of an even surface, does it? Well, what are you waiting for? Let's browse my OnlyFans and see if we can find anything interesting to watch. How about this? You start going through my pictures and videos and find one you like, and I'll just slide behind you and get you warmed up. Ooh, check out that pic. You've never seen me in that lingerie set, have you? Dark, lacy, and clinging to my curves just right. My boyfriend, I mean, co-star, really likes that one. Oh, I guess I misspoke earlier. You're not paying to watch me fuck like everyone else, but almost everyone else. My co-star doesn't have to pay, but I mean, he really works for it. Long shoots, even longer nights. Really, I should be paying him more. But he doesn't complain. He's just so passionate about the craft, you know? So yeah, he gets free access, but he's in most of them, so why shouldn't he? Imagine if you hadn't been so shy and had such performance anxiety, it might have been you in all these videos. There were those few videos we made together, but they didn't get much love. Barely a minute of filming before you either went limp or squirted your beta brains out. But as soon as my boyfriend, co-star, took over, my videos have been getting tons of attention. Weird, huh? Open that video. I'll just lazily tug at this stiff little bulge while a video of me blowing his huge fucking cock plays on the screen. And it is fucking huge, isn't it? Lift your hips up and let me slide off your pants. There we go. Now we can get a proper comparison. On screen, I'm using both hands to stroke his massive cock. And if you look down, I don't need anything other than my thumb and my index finger to stroke your cute little thing. Fast forward a bit and turn up the volume. Can you hear me choking on his cock? I would ask if it sounds familiar, but we both know it doesn't. Even when you're deep enough for your little testes to slap against my chin, there's no gagging, no choking, no cock-drunk drooling. Just serviceable little slurping sounds. That's all your tiny prick can coax out of me, isn't it? So just listen. Revel in the difference a real cock makes. Don't worry, darling. It's just acting. So what if he makes me cum my brains out? It's you that I love. I may be slobbering all over his cock while barely pinching at yours, but I love your penis, I promise. It's just practical that he has a huge fucking cock. That way we can do all sorts of positions that your little penis can't do without flopping out. The only reason I chose a guy with such a giant cock was for the content of my videos. It's not like your wife is a size queen or anything. Ooh, check out that video. Fast forward a bit and... there. That's what I mean. See how he's carrying me around and fucking me relentlessly? If you tried that, especially at that pace, your cute little cock wouldn't last more than a thrust or two before slipping out. So you understand why I couldn't go back to shooting content with you. Even if you got over your stage fright, right? No. You'll have to stay here, tugging away, while my co-star shows the world. And you, what your wife needs from a man. He can make me scream in pleasure. Fuck me in all the ways you can't. But so what? It's you that I love. My becoming downright addicted to another man's cock doesn't change that. Ooh. So at my oldest, check the first video from when my co-star replaced you. Scroll through the comments. Finally replaced hubby with a real man? Thank God you found someone who can actually fuck. See how enthusiastic everyone is about my co-star? About my co-star replacing you? Aw, your little cock seems to like the idea as well. Here's another one. You're gonna forget about your hubby's little dick and get addicted in no time. Doesn't that sound sweet, honey? I'll get addicted to my co-star's perfect, manly, meaty cock. And you can become addicted to tugging your little shrimp to my videos. We'll both become addicted together. Isn't that kind of romantic? Are my words even registering anymore? Or has your brain just turned into mush? I'm barely even touching your little cock anymore, yet it's twitching and throbbing for dear life. Get used to the feeling. Edging and gooning to my content is going to be a full-time job from now on. Isn't that what you want it to be? My brainless, addicted, pussy-free little cucky? Nod your head, sweetie. Good boy. Notice how he isn't wearing a condom. Well, we started out using one, but so many of my fans requested that we go bareback. What was I supposed to do? Me taking that giant cock without any protection is just about market demands. It's not like I'm doing it just because I want to. Besides, be careful. When I'm ovulating, we mostly just do oral and anal. Yes, mostly. Well, there has been the occasional slip-up. Just Give me a second and I'll find one. This video is just from a few weeks back. How's your lip reading? No need, I'll translate. I'm begging him to breed my married cunt. Screaming for him to give me all his baby batter. Bleeding for him to impregnate me. You know how horny and wild I get when I'm ovulating. Or maybe you don't remember. It's been a while since you got to see me like that. But this video can be a reminder. Don't you love how wild I get when I'm like that? It's just acting, though. Don't worry. Hump my hand, honey. I'll hold it perfectly still. Now fuck my fist while he breathes me. Thrust up into it as hard as your weak little cock can. Try to match his pace in the video, Kaki. Let's see what happens when my adorably inept beta husband tries to keep up with my stud of a boyfriend. That's it. Hump away, Kaki. Are you close? Gonna come? Not if I pull my hand away. Look at it. You're leaking in excitement. The tip of your cock oozing out tear after tear of pre-cum. Don't worry, you'll get to come. But I need to make sure you've learned your place first. You may be my husband, but firstly, you're one of my OnlyFans subscribers now. And you know how my helpless beta gooners come? They jerk their little cocks until they can't take it anymore. So go ahead. I'm not touching your little thing. Stroke for me. Come on. This is how you're going to be coming from now on. Just another helpless cuck tugging at his little stick while worshipping a screen. Might as well get used to it, right? Is your little cock sensitive? Completely coated in pre-cum? Even just a simple stroke feels electric. Don't slow down. Maybe I've trained you too well. Or maybe you're just a natural. Edging to the video of me getting railed by someone else. Stroking your little dick. But making sure to stay right on that edge so you get to enjoy that mind-numbing pleasure for as long as possible. Too bad. No more edging now. I want you to squirt away whatever dignity you have left, Kaki. Just look at the screen. Watch me get ruined by a real man while you stroke away your sanity. And one last thing. No preparation when it comes to cleanup. You don't get to pause to get some tissues or to take off the rest of your clothes. A good little gooner is so lost in worship that he doesn't think at all. It's going to be a mess, and you'll just have to deal with that later. You don't have the capacity to consider any of that. All you have to do is goon. So go on, get those last little strokes in before you lose yourself completely. Hump your little cock into your hand while watching me get railed by a proper man with a proper cock. Goon. Leak. Squirt. Come for me. Calm your brains out like a good little beta boy. You know this suits you so much better. No lover to disappoint. All you have to do is stroke and stroke and stroke to pixels on a screen. Come all over yourself. all over the sheets, the screen. The only place you'll never get to come is inside your wife. Come for me. Come for me. There you go. You've really gone and made a fucking mess. Clean yourself up. What am I doing? Oh, I'm gonna go shoot some more content with my boyfriend. I mean, co-star. Isn't that great? You'll have another video to stroke to soon. In the meantime, you have my entire catalog to rummage through. Be a good little gooner and send me a tip and I might shoot you a picture or two. Little behind-the-scenes action. Toodaloo!